The title of this article is Longevity Supplement in Peril. The subtitle is The FDA in Action on This Critical Supplement That Can Extend Life is All Part of the Plan. Nicotinamide mononucleotide NMN is a precursor to the coenzyme NAD+ that declines with age and is involved in cellular/DNA repair and protection, immune system function, and many key metabolic processes. A growing body of evidence suggests NMN supplementation may have multi-system benefits, including reducing age-related inflammation and related processes, while boosting cardiovascular and brain health, and supporting metabolism. So, how do you take something good, like NMN, away from people without causing a public outcry? The FDA has quite a playbook when it comes to eliminating natural medicines, but the strategy used against NMN, an exciting anti-aging compound found in nature, is tried and tested. It's akin to boiling a frog slowly, like CBD before it. The FDA has said that NMN did not meet the definition of a supplement because it was studied as a drug first, meaning that NMN supplements are technically illegal. Now the devious part. Do nothing. No sweeping ban of NMN supplements. No Fed swarming vitamin shops. The FDA says, in so many words, that NMN supplements are illegal, and then does nothing. This accomplishes several things. NMN supplements now exist in a gray area. They're still available in some places from reputable companies, but there aren't many options. Amazon won't sell it. Merchant service providers won't partner with companies selling NMN. Its questionable legal status may attract shady companies to enter the scene and sell fraudulent, mislabeled, or inferior quality products. It becomes hard to trust what you're getting. At the same time, what supplement company would invest the time and resources into creating better or more innovative NMN products when the FDA has said they're illegal and could eliminate products anytime it wants? And just like that, without having really to do anything, the FDA kills the market for NMN supplements. Not overnight, but gradually. This same playbook has been applied, in varying degrees, to homeopathy, peptides, and laboratory-developed tests. Remember when the FDA said that all homeopathic products and 22 different compounded peptides were illegal? But don't worry, we're told, because the agency will only focus its attention on certain categories of products, that is, until it changes its mind. The same is happening in the field of laboratory-developed tests. This is not exactly solid ground on which to build a business or invest in new and innovative products, which will make it much more difficult for the sector to grow and flourish, ultimately depriving consumers of the best products. In our view, the FDA deliberately cultivates the idea that supplements are unregulated, unsafe, gray area products in order to create legal uncertainty and gain more power over them. When you create a narrative that the supplement industry is the Wild West, you're more likely to get Congress to give you additional oversight, as Senator Dick Durbin is doing with his anti-supplement policy. Never mind the data that clearly show existing laws, many of which are not enforced, ensure supplements are already considerably safer than conventional foods. Just recently, Representative Jeff Duncan sent a letter to the FDA asking why the agency refused to follow up on testing submitted by supplement company Now Foods, finding widespread fraud and mislabeling in commonly sold supplements on e-commerce platforms. The FDA response. In a nutshell, the agency said it doesn't take enforcement action based on third-party reports. But this is really nothing new. After the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act DSHE was passed in 1994, the FDA commissioner at the time, Dr. David Kessler, was reportedly so infuriated by the enactment of DSHE that he ordered the FDA not to enforce the new law. Former FDA officials subsequently admitted that the goal of this policy of non-enforcement was to allow the worst aspects of the supplement industry to run wild in hope that the law would be repealed. What happens to NMN will be incredibly important for our access to products moving forward. If a NMN ban goes through, it would be deeply disproportionate legally given the closely related NAD precursor, nicotinamide riboside, is accepted as GRAS and has no prior challenge from a company claiming it as an investigational new drug. A ban would also send a warning signal to supplement companies. Don't bother innovating or doing the legwork to find and develop new and exciting natural compounds into products that can support our health. We cannot let that happen.